Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to another edition of the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Bilal Masadik Bynum, and we welcome everyone to our show. Of course, the New Africa Business Association. We are here because we want to introduce businesses in our communities. So through network marketing and business identifications, we try to reach that objective. So if you are a business owner or you know someone who might be a business owner and would like to introduce their business, then by all means, the New Africa Business Association invites you to call in and to identify your business. And again, we'll do network marketing and business identification so the community can get to know your business and hopefully do business with you. The call-in number for those who would like to participate in our program this evening is 657-383-1372. I will repeat that number, 657-383-1372. We do have some special guests this evening that we're looking forward to having as our business hosts. And we will be right back, hopefully in just a few moments, and we will be able to introduce B-Star Catering. B-Star's Catering, Brother Samuel Ali out of New Jersey. He's the owner and operator of this particular company, and he's going to come back and share information with their organization and how we can all, again, do business with each other. Be right back in just a few moments. Thank you.
Thank you.
to the New Africa Business Association blog radio show of the Washington metropolitan area. Again, I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum, along with the my co-host,
Abdul Aziz Shaheed.
And Brother Abdul, we are back on again this week. I think you have you're a special guest, so I'm going to turn the station over to you.
All right. Supposedly have a special guest here, Brother Sami Ali. I don't know. You know, Sami Ali from B-Star Catering. And I don't know if we were supposed to have him on today, but something has happened. Haven't been able to get any contact. So we haven't heard from him today.
Oh, so our special guest is not going to be with us so far. Okay, well, maybe he'll be calling in at any time. So what we'll do is just improvise. We do have other business personnel that can certainly, because the mics are open. So anyone who is in business and wish to discuss their business, and continue to network with us while we're waiting on our brother Sami Ali, and he's out of New Jersey. Is that
Williamsburg?
And they do catering, I understand.
Pastries.
Okay, all right. Well, hopefully he will be on, and he can tell us about his pastries, and we can hopefully do business with him. But in the meantime, anyone else who wish to join our network marketing and introduce your own business, you're certainly welcome to do so, Brother Aziz. How can they contact us through both telephone and email? And by the way, those of you who listen to us on email, we do know we have a nice following on the email list. Your questions, or you can just email us your questions, and we will certainly get to your questions also. Brother Aziz, how can they get in touch with us, too?
Well, the New African Business Association, a community business with discussions and investments, and you invited to participate in our ongoing internet blog talk radio show every Wednesday, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. The host is Bilal Masadiq Bynum and Abdul Aziz Shaheed. You can contact us at 657-383-1372. That's 657-383-1372. And our internet connection is blogtalkradioshow.com/NABASSC. That's blogtalkradioshow.com/NABASS. And that is how you can get in contact with us to let us know about your business, any businesses that you know of that are existing, that we've got African-American businesses, as well as networking. Our prime reason for having this show is to get black businesses networked, to give them exposure, to help economics in the community by us doing business with one another. So far, we've had a number of supporters on our show that are in business, and every show we like to let the public know who these people are, as well as anyone that's going to participate in our show that has a business. We will always let your business get aired out there over the air, and maybe people can contact you from wherever. We're part of the New Africa Business Association that is all over America. We have New Africa Business Associations in most of the states in the United States, and they're all part of the same effort of trying to bring economics back into the African-American community by supporting our businesses, starting up new businesses, as well as networking. And networking is one of the biggest avenues that we feel that could expand most businesses, because it gives you a broader exposure than paying a lot of money. This is what we're trying to do. save people from paying a lot of money in marketing, because we know when you go in business, marketing is your, one of your biggest expenses. Getting your name out there, getting your business told about, as well as people coming in and passing the word around. And word of mouth, if it's a real good business, then that's better than marketing. But what we're trying to do is supplement that money that you will spend in marketing your business and let people across America know about your business, as well as in the Washington metropolitan area. And that's including Baltimore, Washington, D.C., and Virginia, mostly Northern Virginia, down to Richmond. So if we have any of our guests that would like to participate or tell us anything about your business, please give us a call at 657-383-1372. Brother Bilal, do you have anything?
Well, like you were saying, Brother Aziz, network marketing, we emphasize that because by network, by having a blog radio show, our effort of network marketing is that one can come on, when I say one, a business owner can come on to this blog radio station every Wednesday from 7 to 8, and you can actually introduce your own business. We just make it available for our listeners and hopefully our sponsors to come on and speak about their own business. And like I said, those who are interested in what you are introducing as a business owner, then they can respond in kind by doing business with you. So again, we welcome business owners. We welcome those with good business ideas, because the second part of our objective as a business organization is to create new businesses jointly. We know that the need for businesses in the African American community is there's a big need.
Yes.
The reason we know that there's a big need, we look at our consumer spendings. And that consumer spendings, the statistics are telling me that we're well over $1 trillion. And because we do not provide products nor services to our communities, or to those consumers, then they have to consume somewhere else other than their own African American communities. So the need for African American businesses are very great, and therefore, of course, as an investor, you can see it's very profitable. But the need is certainly there because of the high consumer spending. Our objective is a business organization, whether it's right here in the Washington metropolitan area, or whether, like you said, it's on our national participation. It's all the same objective, is that we're trying to get the cash flow back into our own communities, because we do know that there's a large cash flow just from the business statistics that are being kept on our spending.
Right.
And having that information, now we know that the need for business is our only thing, is the economics, the capital, the money to get into business. And 9 times out of 10, if you try doing something by yourself, more or less unilaterally, it's going to take you sometimes the risk can be quite great. And I would think that may be one of the reasons why we are a little low when it comes to the ownership of businesses in our communities, because of the availability of that cash flow. We participate in the markets and the revenues of this country, but those revenues do not come back to our communities and it never have. We have these, what is called this invisible red line that has always been ran through wherever there's a large bodies of African Americans that makes up a community. Then that red line, that invisible red line is going to be there. And that invisible red line is the reason why the average African American cannot go to the bank and say, I want to have a loan to open up a clothing store, or going to any other facility, because again, that is not something that is more or less recommended in our communities, that we deal in commerce. So being that those recommendations are just not there for African Americans to to grow in commerce, you won't find too many commercial loans and business loans being done to our communities. There's always been excuses. It goes way back to as long as I've been as an activist out here in this business. As a business consultant, as a business owner, and like I said, just being associated with the business community, the question has always been proposed that one of the reasons we have problems with loans and commercial transactions is that our financials was never in order. And that is that is to say that you didn't come in here as a CPA. You know, and nobody else comes in as a CPA either. But of course, the African American, his financials were never in order because of I guess they're saying I don't know what they're really saying, but
yeah,
it's an excuse.
Save money.
Well, again, it's an excuse. It's a part of that red line. It's a part of the red line of not having to deal with commercial growth in the African-American community. Because when it comes to one's financials, nobody's financials are in order in one community any more than in the others. We all go in with the same request, and as far as putting financials together, that paperwork can be completed if one wanted to be completed there. But if I want to turn you down, it's very easy for me to say your financials are just not in order, and that's just something that's been said for a long time to our communities. And that's why being a vested community, and being a vested community in the African American community, is so important. There's a need, but most of all, there is a potential for good financial growth, because if we did own businesses in our own communities, again, the indication is look at your consumer spending. There is no, you can't tell me that we wouldn't prefer to have our own Walmart as to where, and it was basically owned by the African American nation. You can't tell me that we would not have our own, not only car dealerships, but manufacturers. Certainly we want these things, and we're qualified to have and do these things. But again, it's the revenues of this country don't come back into our communities to innovate such a thing. Therefore, we would have to do it as the same way America has done it, and that is become vested with each other. One of the things I, as you know, I'm a financial planner, and I'm into at this point, my CE credits have to be bought up to date every 2 or 3 years. You have to bring up those CE credits. And from a lot of my financial studies and a lot of the marketing studies, it's something how you can enlighten your own information, how you can enlighten yourself on what you can learn even in your own field, and that is underwriting. You know, underwriting, the person who takes on a risk that would protect your goods. For instance, you look at insurance and how the insurance industry started with again, it goes back to the shipping days, back to the 1700s.
Right.
And during that time, the insurance really got started with shipping. Folks who wanted to have their cargoes and products sold to different areas, of course, would go to these shipping companies and have these shipping companies to ship their products to various areas. But the only problem is that, of course, back during those days, you had all kinds of pirates and all kinds of thievery and many things where your cargo may not get to its destination without someone hijacking your steel. So underwriters would come in and they would guarantee the shipping companies that their products would be covered. If you went out and tried to deliver your merchant's products and something happened to the products, that while you're delivering these underwriters would come in and ensure that your produce would get there, and if you lost it, they would be responsible for paying you, and of course you paid them a fee. And so then these underwriters, the same underwriters, would go out and they would find brokers. They would find brokers to bear the expenses of what they're trying to insure. So this underwriters and brokers relationship has grown into an industry that is which we call the insurance industry, and which is the world's financial stability comes, of course, from these insurance industries. So it's the same thing I'm talking about when we're talking about a vested community. If we see the need where we're spending $1.1 trillion in consumer spending, we know that there's a visible red line that's keeping us from participating in the open market. But at the same time, there's nothing stopping me from grouping with my community and become a vested community with each other, and now we're collectively going into business, whereby, again, we're collectively going into businesses, so now, as you can see, these businesses can grow much faster, and we can start thinking much larger when we form our LLCs and become incorporated.
Yes.
With each other as a community. So I see, again, a wonderful opportunity for growth being an entrepreneur and the African American community. Again, all of our listeners, our special guest that we had, Brother Samuel Ali, they won't be with us this evening for whatever reasons. But again, all the other entrepreneurs, we ask you to, if you would like to participate, introduce your businesses, talk about your businesses. This is a good time to get yourself known, and it's not costing you one dime. We will be right back with anyone with any call-ins after this station break.
Natural Skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our Peppermint Foot Rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget.
Okay, welcome back to the New Africa Blog Talk Radio. Again, I'm your host, Bilal Masadik Vine, along with
Abdul Aziz Shaheed.
And I think we do have one of our guests on. Do we have our guest on from Black Wall Street? Anyone out there from Black Wall Street, we welcome you to come on in and let us know what's going on out there at Black Wall Street out there in Oklahoma. Caller, you're on. Okay, I think they want to.
One thing I was going to say was, when you were talking about the underwriters, I've seen in recent times that cargo that was insured back during the 1700s have been found by different salvage companies, the salvage wrecks and things.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those companies still exist in Europe that lost gold, silver, and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And when these salvage people find it, they have to refund the money back to the people.
Oh, yeah.
You know, maybe not all of them. You know, they get paid a certain money for their expenses. But
mm-hmm.
once they do that, so you're right. This has been going on for a long time, you know. And you may have had people on both sides, you know, the corruption and that thing also is where it...
The point of it is it goes to show how you can invest
mm-hmm.
as a group and how large of an industry you can actually start. So, again, you look at... When we go back to what we were talking about, the insurance industries and its inception.
Yes.
You see, the first insurance company itself, because the person who actually did the underwriting, his name, of course, was London. London was the underwriter.
Wow.
And we all know today Lloyd's of London.
Yes.
Lloyd's of London is the, there is nothing that you cannot insure. That can't go through the Lloyd's of London. But I'm saying how huge that has come from the idea of one underwriter going to brokers and all of them working together, and look at the industry that they was able to create. And like I said, nothing is bigger in the world than the insurance companies. They run the entire world. But the idea can come from one idea and can grow into trillions and trillions and trillions of underwriters and brokers, financial institutions, and insurance companies, and banks, all of it. So again, this, and like I said, ironically, it started from a gentleman by the name of London, and we all know today it became eventually Lloyd's of London's first insurance company to come in, and this was, like I said, in the early 1700s, and from then it's just been growing and growing ever since, but it started from an underwriter who had an idea to bring in investors, brokers, and they was able to come together as an organization, putting their monies together, and my goodness, look what it grew into. So that's business. That's community growth. And it's a matter of becoming vested with each other and growing your communities from your talent, from your ideas, from the many, many things that you do in your community. The thing about it is being able to recognize who has the talent, and if you believe that that person has the talent, then that's the key person. And yes, that's when I say the key person, like in business, the key person, you invest into the key person. Because without the key person, or with the key person, we can all advance. And of course, without the key person, you all stay stagnated. So always look for the value in your communities. And I invest in that value and find out who is our key persons, who is our key entrepreneurs, who's our key leaders. So this is what the New Africa Business Association, along with our local business associations, like you said, all over this country, And it all goes right on back to our National Business Association, the American Muslims Business Council. We all work collectively together to become vested and to grow our economy, jointly. So again, that our slogan of what one can do, the many can, that is the slogan of the New Africa Business Association. Again, our mics are open. Any of you who wish to participate in our open conversation, introduce your business, let us know who you are. We got about 20 more minutes, 25 more minutes of airtime. Brother Aziz, we're on every Wednesday.
Yes.
From and by the way, we do want you to know by popular demand, Dr. Nuruddin is coming back. We're getting a few. Everybody is demanding a part two from our natural nutrition doctor. Dr. Yes. Nuruddin, and I spoke with him recently, and he's preparing his second coming, and his second talk to us. So in the very near future, I would say the next week or two, you will be hearing from Dr. Nuruddin and other very important entrepreneurs who can help with providing the productivity that can help us all get into business and advance and do well into business. When I say productivity and getting into business, I'm talking about entrepreneurs who are quite successful, and now they want to share their success by duplicating themselves. And that duplication is to make you just as successful as they are, and they do this by putting you into the same business that made them where stability, financial stability is in their life and in their businesses and their personal lives. In other words, they have money. And they want to be able to share with others how to be just as successful as they are. And they're doing this by sharing their products and their services with those who would be interested in joining them. So you'll be hearing from many of our very successful entrepreneurs, those who are in the shoe business, who are in the clothing business, suits. We have those who are in the cosmetics businesses. Sister, like when you say the hair system made over $2 million, I think, in a year or so, selling human hair to, of course, beautician shops, and was able to sell this at a very low price compared to what our sisters are going out to these outsiders of our community and paying pretty high prices. We have our direct connections with overseas producers. So the same products that America and the rest of the country is going overseas, bringing in and selling to consumers, we have the same connections. Our leader, Imam W.D. Muhammad, set this up for us years ago, and those distributorships that he set up years ago, believe me, they are working, and they are working very successfully. And you will be hearing from some of those distributors in the very near future.
CPC selling the suits and things like that.
Go right there, yes, just a few that hopefully we will be hearing from as to where you can get into. They can sell you these suits at wholesale prices.
Yeah, right.
Suits that you would normally pay $125 to $250 and up for. Buying in bulk, you might be buying these suits for as low as $50 to I don't want to put the price on it because I'm not selling the suits, but I do know that the markups from what we buy from our overseas distributors, the markups here when it gets here are very low. So it gives plenty of room for one to really be another distributor, a wholesale distributor.
Yeah.
But because the markups are just that low, but you can be a wholesale distributor, or you can go ahead and sell the retail owner. But the choices will be yours to choose from, because these owners and these distributors will be on our station hopefully in the near future to tell you more about. But you met some of these entrepreneurs, Brother Aziz. Any comments that you wish to make on that?
Well, the entrepreneurs that I did meet at the National Muslim Business Council, all of them seem to be millionaires, or just, you know, billionaires. And it's because they put a lot of hard work in their business, and they did it with other people. You know, they did it with other people that invested in it. And they have a lot of information to give to help other people get into the same type of business, as well as giving them some business experience, advice in that. They're a good group of people to know and network with. But Brother Bilal, it was something, you know, I think that us as African Americans, we should master this in our community. One of the biggest business in African American business is the fast food business. Selling fish, selling chicken, or just selling meals, you know, having a little restaurant selling meals. But I find out that people from other cultures, they vest in one another, and they set businesses all up throughout our community. And this is being repeated over and over and over throughout the country. And we see these different people come in. Some of them can't even speak English well, but they got a business in our community where there was once an empty store or an empty building. They come in and set it up, and we can't wait till they open their doors and run and spend our money. One business that recently really, really let me know that, you know, it's like, man, this is terrible when it comes to business, hip-hop. Here we have a bunch of group of foreigners. They played right into the African-American community. They named their business hip-hop. They knew that would be attractive to the black folks, that name, hip-hop. Well, hip-hop doesn't serve anything any different than most places that serve fast food. They serve fish, fried fish, fried fish nuggets, salads to go along with it, pastries that could probably come from B-Stars Catering. And they sell stuff like that. And one thing for sure is they just sell stuff that we normally eat.
Brother Aziz, you know, let me interject and just ask you. When it comes to, like, and we use the fast food industry that you're talking about for as an example, but when it comes to fast foods and being in the fast, well, let's just talk about fast foods first. What food do you know that is on the market or in any restaurants that we would say is a unique a dish or a unique food?
No.
See what I'm saying? Just about everything that you go out here and eat, all of us are eating the same thing. So the only difference is that answering your question, the foreigners or whoever you want to recognize them to be open up the business. The African American makes the same food. The African American never open up the business. You see, that's what you see going on out here.
Yes.
Is that no? There is nothing that is very unique. And everybody, all of these different restaurants, you can go in town right now, you go anywhere, and you're gonna see all of these restaurants. And like you said, they hip hop.
Right.
Of course, that is to attract, and I don't blame them. I would attract the African American community too, because if I see a situation where you are consuming,
like a pig,
consuming a $1 trillion, then of course I want to sell to that market.
Absolutely.
That market is spending money, and then I look at the fact that they don't represent themselves in business, so not only are they going to spend money, they're going to spend money with me for a long time because they do not have the business. They just...
Greetings, brothers.
Greetings.
Again, a caller, is this the Wall Street, Black Wall
yes,
Street in Oklahoma?
Oklahoma representing.
Okay.
Well, welcome.
I guess you heard what we've been talking about. Any comments that you would like to make?
in keeping with the discussion, I don't know about there on the East Coast, but I know here in Oklahoma City, we have seen a fast growing business of the food trucks, where the people and mostly the Hispanic community, I think, kind of sort of got this started. But now we see Jamaicans and a lot of different people who are taking advantage of these food trucks, where they go out to the corners and primarily where people work. I know back when we were kids, people would come out to the fields, you know, when we were out there working, doing nothing. And, well, somebody was doing something, but we kids there in Delaware, we weren't doing a whole lot. But they would come out to the fields, and they would have sandwiches and sodas and things of this nature. So in keeping with that philosophy, I see a lot of food trucks are on the growth. And that would be something else for our community to consider.
You know, Sister Joyce, when you just talked about the food truck, Anderson, the food truck service, Anderson, that's not small. That is a huge industry. Here in Washington, D.C., you're talking about these food trucks all around. I can't think of anywhere. I mean, these government buildings, the monuments, all of these tours coming in that are food. And I'm going to tell you, the ones that really started that industry that I can say I get credit to started was when we first came home from Vietnam. And the Vietnamese who came over here, they started, that's where you first started seeing a lot of the food trucks. And they moved from food trucks now to owning shopping centers. So this food truck industry is not a small industry, it's huge. And it can take you to a point of being a very, very rich. It's a lot of money. But again, it goes back to what I was just talking to my co-host here about. It goes back to everyone is participating in different, and since we're using the food industry, everyone is participating in different food markets, everyone but the African American. So again, you just mentioned out there in Oklahoma City, I heard you say that the Hispanics, I heard you say something about the Jamaicans, I heard you say something about different ethnicities, but I never heard anything about African Americans, and that's what our problem is. Yes, we're consuming more than a trillion dollars, and that's why we are consuming and spending on the outside of our community such a large amount of money, because we're not participating in goods and services. So the food industry is any of these markets. I'm telling you, for the African American, is an investment worth invested into, and it's a festivity. When I say festivity, becoming a vested with each other as to where you can bring on a financial obligation, where you can and invest together and become owners of businesses together. But it's just a matter of, do we see the value of being a food truck owner? Do we see the value of buying a food truck, $100,000 food truck, ready, equipped to go, and 10 of us putting up $10,000 to own a $100,000 food truck that could possibly make us not only millions, but could put us inside of our own restaurant and beginning to grow in many different areas? So that's what I mean about getting in business, period. Whether it's the food industry or whatever participating business out here that we're spending our monies in, we need to simply get into business and start participating in that business. And of course, getting yourself known. And the new Africa Business Association Blog Radio, and take our example. That's what we are on this radio for. We're not making any money. Matter of fact, we're spending our own money. And you ask yourself why? Because we want to bring about a change we want to be able to capture this cash flow that's going out of our communities, and it's going out of our communities because our participating in business is just not big enough. So, Sister Joyce, you bought up a very good one, but other than that, what else is going on out there with the new with the business association you guys are involved with?
Well, here at the new Black Wall Street Marketplace, our latest venture, what we're undertaking at this time, we're looking at giving out school supplies to the children who will be starting school here in Oklahoma in the next week or so. We start back to school here in August. And we're looking to put together something for the community that will bring out the community. We're taking donations, of course, for these school supplies, and we've collected a little piece of change, and we're going to liquidate that into erasers and folders and things that children need to return to school, backpacks and things of this nature. So we're taking that under at this time, and that's one of our latest projects. We're still looking to have that drumbeat festival, and we do have other activities in the making. I'll keep you guys abreast of that as they take place.
Well, we certainly will appreciate it. But, again, and thanks again so much, Sister Joyce, and you guys out there in Oklahoma, keep your work. It sounds like you're doing a wonderful job. But, again, what the sister was just saying about, they are a beginning organization, but even from their beginning and the productivities that they have already made, you see, African Americans are entrepreneurs, love giving back to what, you know, they love giving back. We if we earn the monies, we don't, and that's a perfect example. Here are entrepreneurs, and they just getting, but as soon as they haven't even been together for a good year, but even the few months that they have been together and the productivities that they have all made, they're already trying to give back at this early stage of being a business organization. And that's the way we are. That's the value. Everything that we do when we start building commerce in our communities is going to not only bring value to the business owner, but the residuals of those values is going to spread throughout the community, because we're not peoples that is very selfish when it comes to being successful. So again, let's make ourselves as successful as we can, and that success is going to just generate itself throughout the communities. And that is a perfect example of what you're saying. We're already buying book packs and with our kids and to give, but that's entrepreneurs for you, especially that African American entrepreneur. So again, I can't emphasize that what we're talking about as far as becoming business owners. This is not a sociable program that we're talking about here, and it's not definitely not charity. No, we're talking about it is worth your investment to become together as investors jointly and grow businesses, get into businesses and grow them jointly. You know, Brother Aziz, you were talking about a few moments ago about foreigners and how they come in and they buy businesses in our communities. But if you go into, let's say, any business, and like you said, nine times out of ten, it's going to be someone maybe from the outside of the country. But if you notice, when you go in and into these businesses, you notice that there's a group of these entrepreneurs, of these business owners that are foreigners. That's because they have all become vested together. I've met many of them that own filler stations and many small businesses, and they all are cleaners. Many of them, one will put one into business, and just because I put you in the business, that doesn't mean you own the business. No, we all share in the percentage of the profits. It's that I am going to put you in at the beginning. Once you're in, then the second person is going, we're going to keep on putting each other in businesses, and we all going to be sharing from the growth of the profits from so many different joint businesses that we all own collectively. That's what happens when you become vested as a group. And like I said, that ammunition or our slogan of what one can do, and many of us can, that's the power, and that is the example of the power of being a joint business group.
Well, I think that there's a science to doing business in the Black community, and people have known it for a long time. African Americans love chicken, they love fish, and in our community, that's what you see a lot of businesses like that, more than any other kind of business, insurance, real estate, or whatever. You see food businesses. The Chinese, you know, they got a niche, but the main businesses that make tons of money in our community are businesses that fry chicken, that do fish. On the East Coast, New York, New Jersey, in that area, in addition to the chicken and the fish places, they have what they call steak and cheese places. And they say like the Philly cheesesteak, really, really tasty. Well, there's a lot of Muslims up in that area, in New Jersey, Philly, New York, and that. And a lot of people got those steak take shots, as well as fried fish and chicken. That's that part of the country. I do know that there's, you know, a number of those businesses around, but they're making a ton of money because they went right after what they know that we mostly consume, and that is food. And the foods that we mostly consume is chicken and fish.
In that case, if it's fish, chicken and fish, then I think we should open. We need to open up 100. We need to open up thousands and thousands.
Absolutely.
Of fish. But again. When it comes to the products that we should always be trying to dominate, remember the four basic essentials that we must have in order to survive.
Food.
Clothing.
Shelter.
Housing. And transportation.
Transportation.
So knowing that those are the four essentials of life,
yes,
then we should always be dominating
very
the essentials
point.
Of life. So
very
again,
point,
every
right.
Wednesday from 7 to 8 o'clock, the New Africa Business Association says you can join them through their network marketing and business introductions association. Brother Aziz, until next Wednesday, and all of our listeners, I'm going to say, Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.